This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride & Son Home Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure 'tis like a morning.
Brendan Schaefer going a little old school with the return music, perhaps thrown out of sorts by his team Michigan's 27-22 deficit at present. His Midwest region action is underway. Brendan, you sweating over there?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned. They shouldn't be losing this game right now.
Wolverines dealing with that bit of a lull, maybe, after the Big Ten tournament. Hey, it's early. 6 minutes still left in the first half there in the Midwest. Also underway, New Mexico State on top of Baylor. 4 minutes in by the score of 8-3. Michigan has now cut it to 27-25. Stay tuned. Obviously, we will have you set throughout the weekend with our programming and next week recap the proceedings that were. Already moving on to the Sweet 16 next week on the NCAA tournament side of things, but moving on to the World Baseball Classic here, guys, as we get ready to close up shop on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Some intriguing matchups all the way around, and in particular, Brian, I'm thinking about tonight's affair, 9 p.m. opening pitch, I believe, local time, 7 o'clock out in San Diego. Team USA, which, thanks to the mighty, mighty swats of Eric Hosmer and Adam Jones, knocking off its opponent a couple of nights ago, Venezuela, come-from-behind fashion. You've got Puerto Rico, though, tonight. Undefeated Puerto Rico team as well. So this is the prelude to what could be an even more interesting affair between the U.S. and Dominican Republic tomorrow. In any event, we're going to have some fun baseball to watch on the world stage.
I believe it's Stroman on the mound tonight for the Yanks. We call them the Yanks? What do we call them? What's our nickname for the Yanks? Stop pumping your fist. It's first half.
This is baseball talk.
Hey, man, you've got to be able to stay in the moment. Don't worry about what I do off air.
Michigan jumps ahead by one.
You're not even a Michigan fan. Regardless, I've enjoyed this World Baseball Classic more than I have in the past because I feel like the players have bought into it more. I think there is more of a, there's an edge and a more competitive edge thus far. It's both from the American side. The Dominican side is just a blast to watch. That team is probably my favorite team to watch just because they have all the exciting players making the big plays, a lot of the fun pitchers on that club. I would love to see a United States Dominican Republic, I believe, rematch after what happened in Miami, the comeback win where Andrew Miller imploded on the mound. But this has been good for baseball this go around. The last two times, I guess three times, were kind of meh overall on you know the media coverage and on the world stage. I think this one's been met with a lot more fervor.
And because both Puerto Rico and the U.S. won first game of the second round, the team that's going to win tonight is going to be in a fantastic position to get to the semifinals next week at Dodger Stadium regardless. So let's just say that the U.S. Stroman doesn't come through to the same extent tonight. The U.S. falls in this game. Even so, tomorrow with that matchup versus Dominican Republic, depending on how everything else shakes out, you still have an opportunity to make that semifinal round. But tonight, I'm going to be looking at just how Stroman is able to respond after looking exceedingly good and setting the tone in the first round there for the American squad. And really, that just simply extended to the rest of the pitching staff. When you talk about Chris Archer, who really led it off, when you talk about Stroman, scoreless baseball, Danny Duffy, who has basically been Clayton Kershaw on the American League side since last July, since Ned Yost put him in the Kansas City rotation, to begin this tournament with 12 and two-thirds scoreless innings from guys who weren't exactly held in the highest esteem. You didn't have Kershaw. You didn't have Madison Bumgarner. You didn't have the grade-A starting pitchers for Team USA. And to me, Brian, there were more concerns about that starting staff, the arms, rather than the lineup going into this tournament. And yet here we sit with the starting pitching doing such a bang-up job. Drew Smyly included the other night. Fantastic, that one throwing error notwithstanding. Struck out six in a row at one point. And then you're looking at the lineup, actually, and prior to the last game against Venezuela, that's where you had a few quandaries. You had Nolan Arenado hovering at around 150. You had Stanton, who didn't even play in right field in that game against Venezuela, hitting at about 100, and Goldschmidt in the 140s. So in order to truly rise above it and knock off a Puerto Rico team that's undefeated entering this contest, you've got to get more damage, I would argue, from the heart of the order, at least the heart of Jim Leland's order, because Christian Yelich, guys like that, they're doing the job. Adam Jones, certainly. The 3-4-5 men, the stalwarts, they've got to come up big tonight.
They do. They certainly do. I would like to add that this final segment is called our Victory Lap, and it's brought to you by Victory Men's Health. Log on. You can search Victory Men's Health online. They're one of the best, or the best, on the other side of the river, the only one on the other side of the river in O'Fallon, Illinois. You can go to victorymenshealth.com or give them a call today at 618-632-9000. Also want to give some love to the Gatesworth, the finest in senior living. Frank's mom lives there. She loves hanging out at the Gatesworth. Frank likes the food. They got a movie theater. They got everything.
Frank likes the food?
He does. He likes the food at the Gatesworth.
What a shock.
He does. He's a fan of their cafeteria there. So great place. If you're looking for a place for mom or dad, aunt or uncle, or your grandparents, as I almost tip over my coffee in the studio, the Gatesworth, the finest in senior living. How much are you going to watch tonight, do you think, of the World Baseball Classic? Are you going to turn up the tournament, or are you going to watch the game?
You know what? I am sliding. I am partial to the WBC. Okay? You know, there's no question about it. We're going to have the DVR working. We're going to catch up on some games after the fact. But no, I want to see how this Team USA rotation, I want to see tonight how Stroman is able to continue the success that they've been able to have so far. And the most impressive thing, I think, Brendan, for me is the fact that you're not just talking about some guys ramping up the velo, being able to really showcase that superior stuff, but Team USA is not putting anyone on base by virtue of the walk. 17 and one-third innings so far. Masterful control. No bases on balls issued. I don't know if Stroman's going to be able to be up to the challenge tonight to that same extent, but so far with what we're seeing, you have to like your odds if you're a fan here at Team USA.
And going up against Puerto Rico and Yadier Molina, you know, Molina came up big in that game against Dominican Republic in the previous pool, so it'll be interesting to see how he performs tonight against Stroman.
Puerto Rico outscoring its opponents 32-8 so far in those four games. And on the other side of the bracket, hey, Japan's already advanced to the semifinal round, and yet
Shocking.
No one cares that it's 6-0.
Shocking.
No one.
Has Japan lost a game in the whole history of this World Baseball Classic?
I will perform that research. But off the top of my head, I don't think so.
That's when it's fun for me, more fun to watch early on when you can watch Japan and South Korea, because that style of baseball fascinates me. Everyone has the same swing, whether it's just a leadoff hitter looking for a single or a power guy trying to drive it into the gap. And the windups are fascinating to me, the way they throw it. Everything's loopy. There aren't as many fastballs being thrown. And more importantly, which our hitters need to adapt to, and they need to ask them how they do it, the bat flips are built into the swing.
How do you do it?
I don't know, but they bat flip naturally.
The fluidity.
I know, it's perfect.
So admirable.
They hit it and the bat just starts flipping just naturally.
Majestic.
Any adjustment necessary.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is. It's perfect.
Beautiful thing to watch. Guys, it's been a blast here so far today. One more update for Brendan Schaefer. You're about ready to enjoy the game in its full glory, buddy. 34-32, Michigan over Oklahoma State. The midday grind with Charlie Marlowe and Christopher Gardner is coming up next. Frank Cusimano will be back in his regular chair next Monday on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. But for my partners today, Brendan Schaefer and Brian Hoffman, my name is Bradford Bruns, Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan and 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com comes to a close. Enjoy your weekend, St. Louis.